The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, although the last hour didn't resemble it much. I was ambushed by my dear wife, Robin, and Chuck and Diane Spohr with the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America presented me with a very nice award. And the Outdoorsman Radio Show, the PCBA Public Relations Award for 2018.
You did a lot getting our word out using the radio. So
well, good. That's good. Well, we want to continue to support that. And one of the other businesses we talked about is Bucks, Bears, and Stags, which is our scoring enterprise. And all of our guys are in favor of supporting nonprofit organizations, and we do. And BCBA is one of them. That's we have to add that to our website. As well as FHFH.
I think you did add it,
I don't think, but yeah. We will. So the outdoor show, the National Outdoor Show in Cambridge, we're going to have a presence there. So if you have a nice sick of deer, you live in the area, Dorchester, Wicomico, Talbot County, whitetail deer, Maryland black bear, we're going to be there the 21st, 22nd of, or is it 21st, 22nd, 22nd, 23rd? I have to read my own commercial. Of February at the South Dorchester School. And we'll have a booth set up there, and our buddy Doug Wigfield, who's the sick of deer specialist, will be there to measure all of our wildlife here in Maryland. We had a nice turnout there last year, and we decided to go back again. Following that is the Maryland Bowhunter Society benefit, and that is March 9th in Glen Burnie. Go to their website, Maryland Bowhunter Society. We've got a major display there. Not just folks that are coming, but we've got the full mount of the Maryland state record sick of deer, new state record bow archery kill. We've got Ed Winchester with his 196 3/8 inch gross score, non-typical whitetail he took with his bow in Queen Anne's County. And we have Tom Paul coming. He's found two tremendous bucks locked together down in southern Maryland, and they've never been measured. So we're going to measure those on site at the MBS dinner and benefit. That's at Michael's 8th Avenue in Glen Burnie on the 9th of March. So look at the website. It's all on the website. We kind of redesigned it a little bit. The events page took the place of the regions page, and so you can go and see all the events, the scoring events there. So it's pretty nice, and you'll see what we've got going on. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I want to take your calls here. Waterfowl guys, how are you finding out there? I mean, I just got a real nice Larry just sent me a real nice private message on Messenger. Is that what it's called?
Messenger.
Mm-hmm. Facebook Messenger, that said they enjoyed the waterfowl show. A lot of good information. He's been playing the podcast for his buddies, so that's a good thing. And, you know, this podcast are always available. We like to hear that. So a lot of stuff going on. We're growing bucks, bears, and stags by leaps and bounds. Almost every couple days, somebody's getting an antler. You try to stay awake? Huh?
Yes.
He looks like he tries to stay awake.
He looks like he has to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you got a big bottle in there.
Literally, I'm trying to stay awake.
Yeah, but do you need to run back the hall?
No.
I can go do this. You know,
I'll let you know when I do, but right now I'm just trying to stay awake.
All right, okay, that's fine.
But I appreciate your consideration.
Oh, it's all about time management, Chris. You know.
And you do a fine job.
I don't know about
that. Oh, my God. It's getting deep in here.
I've been told otherwise.
It's getting deep. I got to go put my boots on.
Yes, indeed. You know, you and I have never hunted together.
No, we haven't.
We got to do that.
Next year.
Next year.
Why not this year?
There's only 2 weeks left.
Oh, okay.
What's the day? The 23rd?
Yep, 31st.
Yeah, today's 26th.
26th.
Yeah, it's over the 31st.
5 days. So we're done.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
You can make it happen.
Well, maybe I can get Chuck to go out there with his back and lay down in the middle of the field. We can do a snow goose hunt or something, you know. Put a Tivic suit on and get him out there and shoot straight up in the air off your shoulder. When the snow geese are coming in. That's fun.
I only got 2 days that I'm thinking of hunting this week. Be Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, I hope to get out for deer those 2 days.
Yeah, I may go one more time. I'd like to, but we'll see what happens. Hey, look who it is.
Is it Miss Fran?
It's Miss Fran. Hey, girl.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
How's
good morning.
Everybody?
Everybody's good. Chuck just said hi.
Oh, hi. Listen, I just wanted to call and congratulate you.
Well, thank you.
And hope that you were truly surprised.
Very much so.
I know it's not easy to surprise you. I was thinking the other week about the opportunities that I've had, you know, with your effort, your organization, and Chuck's organization. You know, when I was a child, we used to play a game. When the grown-ups wanted us to go outside,
yeah,
and they called it Let's Play Pretend and Make-Believe. And, you know, some of us grow up, and we're still playing it.
Yep.
And one thing I have enjoyed in my latter years is being able to play Pretend and Make-Believe, that I'm a hunter, well-known, or what have you, and the adventures that I have gone on. And I do thank both organizations for giving me that opportunity.
Well, you are well known, friend.
It meant the world to me.
You are well known, Fran. And, you know, you come to our benefit, everybody knows who Fran is. You come to Blaze and Camo Day, and everybody knows who Fran is. You testify in Annapolis, everybody knows who Fran is. If 0.1% of the hunting public were as dedicated to hunting in general as Fran is, Maryland would have no issues. The Maryland Hunting Coalition would have no issues. And 0.1%, did I say that? 0.1%. 1% of 80,000 is how many? 800, 0.1% of that is 80. Mm-hmm. But 80 dedicated people to show up Blazing Camo Day
tremendous.
Wouldn't that be something? 0.1%. You know,
right.
And we've given them every opportunity. Doesn't cost anything except a ride down on the shuttle to go and meet with lawmakers, meet with your own lawmakers.
Right.
You
right.
met with your Carroll County group
right.
up there,
right.
and you know
right.
The folks.
And Haven Shoemaker comes by looking for his hat.
Yeah, he looks for his hat. Meet with the governor. Tell the governor how you feel about hunting. I mean, come on, what opportunities do we have like that on a daily basis? Not very many, friend.
You know, and I've got some contacts that live in Pennsylvania, but they hunt in Maryland.
Right.
Wild About Hunting, they have a web show on, I think, the Pursuit Channel.
Right.
And the inventor of the buck cages,
yeah.
Scent dispenser. They do a public land sicka hunt every year on the camera. They film
yeah,
it because they
sure.
do it for the Wild About Hunting. I've been messaged them and told them, you know, for your information, we're doing this for Maryland Hunting.
Yeah.
You know, if you can come by,
sure.
great. And also mention them about the banquet.
Sure.
And there's another gentleman who's the accessible hunter. He's out of Pennsylvania.
Right.
Same thing. He comes down for a hunt every year out of
yep.
Maryland.
Yeah.
And I did the same to him. You know, if you can do it, you know, I'm more pointing them towards the banquet because they're not voters.
Right.
So,
right,
but,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
but
you
got to spread the word out to
hey,
try
well,
and get everybody in.
Yeah. I mean, it's the banquet benefits hunters, not only in Maryland, but, you know, we have a lot of input with our lawmakers as well as our wildlife officials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things get changed, but they'll never admit that they get changed because of our input. Laws get passed, laws get defeated. And, you know, I guess, you know, we need to do a better job of telling people, you know, what we do, but we can't tell people a lot about what we do because a lot of what we do, you know,
is behind the scenes.
Is behind the scenes.
I mean, it's there's, you know, I don't know what's going on. Everything.
That's all politics. Well, I said this morning I was kind of cryptic about it. You know, we're waiting for a couple bills to be introduced, but there are backdoor meetings. There are organizations outside of Maryland coming in trying to influence our policy here in Maryland, and you know. Quite frankly, Wildlife and Heritage Service is complicit with those outside organizations because they want what they want. Will they get it through the General Assembly? I don't know. But we've got a pretty good working relationship with the General Assembly.
Right.
You know, and we meet year-round with the lawmakers in Maryland, not just during the 90-day term of the General Assembly. We're in communications all the time with lawmakers, their staff, and so forth. And, you know, our advocate, Bill Miles, has been in Annapolis over 40-some years. He's been in a variety of positions.
He can't find his way home.
He likes it there.
Well, they will appreciate all of you someday. Mm. My only hope and fear is that when they finally appreciate the efforts and hard work that you guys tried to do, it's gone.
Well, you never know, friend. You never know how things are going to work out.
If you watch the news, you can see you got to fight for what you want.
You got to fight for what you want.
Because
you're absolutely right.
Right. There's other people that...
And the hunting community hasn't learned that yet, have they?
No.
Nope. My favorite story. We just got started. And Senator... Delegate Cluster and Senator Johnny Ray Solling had both introduced legislation for Sunday hunting.
Right.
In Baltimore County.
Right.
Okay. And I'm a resident of Baltimore County. At that time, I was executive director of Hunting Coalition. Right. I still am. And fully one-tenth of all hunting licenses that are sold in, to residents of Baltimore County. Almost 9,000 licenses are sold in Baltimore County. We put the word out social media. We put the word out through newsletter. We put the word out here on the radio, the magazine, everything we could do to get the word out to Baltimore County hunters that there was going to be a delegation meeting. And the delegation meeting is all the senators and all delegates meeting to see what laws and bills they want to advance
in Annapolis,
Annapolis by their county.
Right.
And the Horse Council showed, the Maryland Horse Council, our longtime opponents to Sunday hunting, showed up en masse with their same testimony they give every time there's a Sunday hunting bill introduced in any county in Maryland. Okay.
The one about my sister
was riding a horse and a gunshot went off and the horse bucked and,
yep.
You know, and my thought was, well, maybe the bee stung the horse at the same time, you know, in the vicinity of the gunshot.
Well, I mean, I got a counter to that. You know, me and a friend were out and.
Thanks. This one might cut off. Thanks.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Can you hear it?
You're good.
You're good.
And, you know, my friend was stepped on by a horse.
Yeah. While he was hunting.
That's right.
I was just getting ready to take a shot, and the damn horse came down the trail and spooked my deer. You know.
Hey, the other month, there was the horse hit on the road up in Hampstead.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, anyway, here's you there, Fran?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, anyway, we got this word out. Okay, 9,000 hunters in Maryland. Sunday hunting. Everybody wants Sunday hunting. Oh, yeah, bring it on. How many people testified at that delegation meeting? No, that's not true.
Oh, one was you were there.
One. I was a Baltimore County resident that testified. Yeah, and not as anything having to do with coalition.
Right.
I was just a licensed buying registered voter from Baltimore County. So, at constituency.
Well, it always, even down in Annapolis when you wanted people to go down.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there the year Johnny Ray introduced his... The Sunday hunting bill.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not a resident of Baltimore County, but I go down to support.
That's right.
You know, other hunters.
That's right.
You know, and it does benefit me in the long run because I do hunt one place in Baltimore County.
Well, now Johnny Ray is no longer on the environmental SEHEA, the committee that hears the hunting bills. He's a big advocate of the hunting, you know, community. They moved him to budget and finance. So he's not on SEHEA committee any longer. So we'll see. There is a new senator there. Bailey is his name, from Southern Maryland, took over when that senator was defeated. I can't remember the name. Steve, whatever. But Bailey is now on that committee, and he's pro-hunting. So we'll see how that works out. Fran?
Yes.
Thank you for your years of support.
Oh, no problem. You know, even though physically I may not be able to do what I would like to do,
right,
I would always still buy my hunting and fishing license.
Wonderful.
To support the future.
That's all you can do.
Just because, you know, I can't go like I would want to.
Sure.
I still want, you know, the future to be able to go.
Exactly. Fran, thanks for calling in. Thank you for helping.
Oh, no problem. Yes. I wish I could do more.
Thank you, Fran.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you later. Bye-bye. There you go.
We got to get her to say something.
Diane, what are you going to say? You got to say something, Diane? You're just sitting over there listening, taking it all in.
Ain't chuckling every once in a while.
I'm taking it all in.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
What are you learning?
All about hunting and fishing.
Are you really?
Oh. Yep.
No, she learns what we do when I come down here Saturday morning.
She learns how we try to make sense out of this alphabet soup.
So that I'll be really good at hunting and fishing when I go out with you.
Oh, my gosh. Not from anything you learned.
You know
here.
What? She rarely would go out. If it's not early September when it's so hot, you got to go in shorts.
Yeah.
That's the only time she'll go out.
That's funny.
She doesn't like the cold.
Well, I'll tell you. I talked to Robin about Robin and going fishing this year. And we're going to do that. And she wants to start with perch. Took her out for hickory shad, first time ever. First time we went fishing. Somehow or another, she figured out where they were. I think she slaughtered me like 13-1 or something like that. Oh, she caught some beautiful hickory shad. So that's coming up, and they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun and easy to fish for and easy to catch. But my buddy Dale from Easton taught me how to do that. Took me fly fishing up in Deer Creek the first time, and we fish on the Eastern Shore now. We don't travel all the way up to Deer Creek anymore, but you know what? It's still a lot of fun, a lot of fish. And you never know what's coming out of the water. It could be a perch, it could be a striped bass, it could be yellow perch, it could be a hickory shad, it could be a herring, it could be a American shad, it could be one of anything that bites the hook, and there we are. So let's talk about a couple of our sponsors here. We've got Clyde Sports Shop, who's ready for fishing. I mean, the bait's all stocked up, the frozen bait's ready to go. They're spooling a line on the other day when I was in there, guys getting fresh rod and reel and a new rod and reel and fresh line put on their spools, and they're buying the tackle, you know, the shad darts and the little spoons and the getting the grass shrimp and the bloodworms and all that. I mean, yeah, they're going. And the bull mini, they're going. There's no question, they're going. And you get some good weather, you can catch some nice fish. I mean, Keith Lockwood was on here last week talking about the perch and the availability of the yellow perch. So they're out there going for crappies and perch and panfish and just having a good time getting the new year off to a good start. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Rod and reel repair, new line on your reels, and anything for fishing and crabbing at Clyde's Sports Shop. Their phone number, 410-242-6108. Their fishing hotline is 247-247-FISH, 247-3474. Give that number a call and enjoy your trip to Clyde's Sports Shop.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Bay Country Crabbing Supply. They're located in Edgewater. If you need anything for recreational commercial crabbing, they've got it. If you need anything to fish Chesapeake Bay for any kind of fishing, they've got it. I specialize, of course, in striped bass, but they've got some really unique stuff there. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road, right there in downtown Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope buoys, stainless steel steamers, nets, and so forth. A full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. Now see Bay Country Crabbing Supply today and tomorrow at the Kent Island 9th Annual Fish and Flea Market. Tell them you heard about them on the radio. That's Kent Island American Legion Post 278. That's 800 Roman Coke Road. Mark your calendars, too, for April 13th, the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, give them a call. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 410-956-0300, 410-956-0300. Hey, Waterman, take your license over there to to Bay Country Crabbing Supply, and you'll get a discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com.
We know it's hard to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer in just one day. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket. Good Monday, February 4th through Thursday, February 7th gets you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then bounce back on Sunday, February 10th for free. Bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2019 Great American Outdoor Show and get in for free. Explore the world's largest outdoor show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Limit one ticket per person.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, first choice for Eastern Shore anglers and hunters is Chesapeake Outdoors. That's for sure. Now look, bow hunters, you got a couple days left, and maybe you're not happy with your equipment. Want to take a look at the new Matthews bows down there at Chesapeake Outdoors. The Raven Crossbow, Excalibur Mission 10-Point Barnett, and more. They've got the banded waterfowl clothing, the scent lock apparel for deer hunting, the Rambo bikes, firearms and ammunition from Remington, and all the steel shot and all the gear and camo and decoys, waterfowl calls. They even carry Yeti coolers, bags and tumblers, the Costa sunglasses, the Bubba blade knives. You name it, they've got it for hunting. Now for fishing, oh, don't forget they're picking geese and ducks today too. And they do it on Saturday, so it's, you know, because that's the biggest day. So take your ducks and geese in there that you bagged today and get them cleaned up and breasted up and ready for the oven or ready for the crock pot or however you do it. Now, fishing. They've got all the trolling lures, the custom planer boards. They'll spool new line on your trolling reels. They'll do anything you need for fishing. You go in there, selection is starting to fill out for the upcoming season. And if you're an Eastern Shore fisherman, you're going for perch, stop by. They've got it all. Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island, Maryland, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors.
Radio 680 WCBM.
What a season! Duck season! What a season! Duck season! What a season! Duck season! What a season! What a season! Duck season! What a season! I'm fired! Let's try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay, this time you'll start it. Whatever you say. Wabbit. Duck fire!
Oh, poor Daffy.
Those were the days, though.
Those were the fun days, weren't they?
They were.
Yep. Saturday morning.
Yep. The best cartoons in the world.
Saturday morning, you sit there and watch them from daylight till Sky King, and then I stopped watching. My Friend Flicka and Sky King. That was the end of it for me. Yeah. You don't remember any of those, do you?
I'm just as old as you are. I remember everything. We're the same age, Alan.
Sky King. Oh, man.
Hey, you know what?
What?
I came in today. I didn't mean to drive away all your callers.
Well, you did, but that's all right. You're fine. You know what? They're sleeping in.
Yeah.
They are. I mean, the waterfowl people are out there waterfowling, and the deer hunters are out there deer hunting, and the duck hunters are out there duck hunting, so it's all good.
It's a nice morning, though, 19 degrees.
Season's coming to a close. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there, no question about that. So, but, you know, maybe they didn't have anything interesting to talk about. Maybe we didn't say anything controversial enough. We could say something controversial. What do you want to say controversial, Chris?
Oh, don't get me started.
Don't get me started, buddy. Well, we did put a post on our Facebook page from Merrill Hunting Coalition. If the General Assembly were to consider a Sunday hunting bill for waterfowl,
right?
What would your thoughts be? What would your comment be?
I'd be in favor of it.
Sure, why not?
Hey, forget, it's one step at a time.
One step at a time. Well, look, you're going to get 30 days for Canada geese next year. Okay, one bird. Now, how are they going to divvy up the 30 days? Well, how do they divvy up the 45 days now, or the 50 days, however many it is? Okay, so they got Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in November, right before deer season, okay? Mm-hmm. And then they wait till the first 2 weeks of deer season's over, and then they extend the season all the way to the end. So, and then you got the resident birds in there, too. So, you know, if it's 30 days, why couldn't those 30 days include Sundays, you know?
Why can't deer season include?
Why can't, well, deer season does. A lot of places
We do. Yes, we do. I really wish we'd get it in Baltimore County. I could go over it.
Well, Howard County people feel the same way.
Right.
PG County feel the same way. Yeah. But their delegation will not allow that to happen because they're widely influenced by other resource users like the Horse Council, who do not contribute one damn dime to wildlife management.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a big say because they have deep pockets.
That's for sure.
And they have a big voting base. And the hunters don't take advantage of their numbers like they should.
Yep.
So here is Captain Dawn. Good morning, Captain Dawn.
Good morning. How are you?
Where are you calling from this morning?
You know, I'm calling from northern Anne Arundel County, Stony Beach.
Wow. That's unusual.
Yeah, home this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I woke up this morning. And by the way, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And I know getting recognition is always a good thing.
Well, from this group especially,
this
yes.
I'm sorry?
From this group especially, yes.
We didn't have anybody else that would.
Nobody else.
Give
it to Alan. It's Alan or nobody.
Yeah.
So they said, give it to Alan this year.
Oh, man.
So,
well, I woke up this morning.
That's a good thing.
And the duck hunters are out already.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Yeah. And the community is always in an uproar during hunting season because every time the gun goes off, the animals.
Oh,
Yeah, the dogs and the cats and all that.
Yeah.
And the community is always calling the DNR. They're calling the Anne Arundel police.
Yeah.
But, you know, the DNR, they come out.
Yeah.
They don't come out on every call. Just this week, for instance.
Yeah.
I looked out back and I saw one on the boat and one on shore. And I saw the boat go over and checked the hunters, and apparently everything was in order. And about 10 or 15 minutes after their encounter, I heard the guns again.
Yeah.
And it's just loaded with ducks out there on the water.
Sure.
It's pretty cool to see all that. This morning, I got my on my way to get my coffee, deer all over the road. I'm still looking for that one that ran into my car 2 years ago.
You want revenge, don't you?
I tell you what, I'm trying to get his insurance card. You know, it's something.
Good luck with that.
He's uninsured. Yeah, that's why you can't find him.
Good luck with that. Well, you know, last week we talked to Bill Miles, you know, first caller, and Steve Keithley and Lou Compton and others. It was an interesting day they had. Bill sent me a video. Now, they got their geese. It took them a while, but they sent me a video, and I'm going to show it to Chuck here in a minute. They were in the pit, and they were, they were waiting for some geese, and all of a sudden, some deer started to run across the field, and the deer at the end was almost pure white.
Wow.
It was really, really cool. Really cool.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've got the video here. There's four deer all together, bottom one there. And so you never know what you're going to see when you're out there, you know?
Yes,
you never
exactly.
know. So same way
now,
with fishing, you know?
Exactly. That's why I like that bait wad. You know the bait wad that I came up
yeah,
with?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I haven't shopped that around yet. I've been too busy.
Oh, I know. Good ideas. Yep.
Yeah, the burning question is, are you going to do the plunge?
The burning answer is, not in your life.
Hey, I did it for over 13 years.
You did.
I did it. I even did it for, what, 4 or 5 after I had my stroke.
Really?
The year I had my stroke, my doctor gave me the okay to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I went down and I went in with a quad cane.
Right.
I walked in, walked out.
Yeah. You know, I guess I would do it. I'm not afraid to do it. I mean, I don't mind the water. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm just,
well, at that time, I you know. that time I really didn't feel it with one half my body, so it wasn't so bad.
Exactly. So, gotcha. Are you Captain Don, going to do the plunge?
I've done it twice in my early years, but these days I just can't take the cold weather anymore.
Yeah.
I used to like going out and fighting fires in the snow and the ice.
Sure.
And all that, but not anymore. Just can't do it.
Got it.
Wow.
Did you ever do the one up at Deep Creek?
I did not. Have not done that, no.
That's no. Fun when they have to cut the ice so you have a place you can go in.
If I'm cutting ice on any waterway in Maryland, it's to make sure that the ducks see that hole, and I'm going to be standing on the side of the bank waiting for them. So.
They have several renditions of the plunge up north.
Yep.
I know in Newport area of Rhode Island, and I think on the coast down by the Cape.
Sure.
There's a town that has one too. Before I leave, I think that I'm so impressed with Miss Fran every time she calls in. So.
Yep.
You know, I think we should treat her to a ticket for the upcoming event. What do you think?
I think we should. I think we should. If she'll go, I think we should.
Yeah,
upcoming event are we talking about?
Your annual Maryland Hunters Coalition.
We can do that.
Yeah. I'll be in touch with you on that.
You got it. And I got tickets coming your way, too, for the Dorchester show. So.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Hold up, because
hold up.
I'm going to be away that weekend. I just found out.
Oh, you're going to be away.
Yeah.
Oh, the Dorchester show, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Okay.
I'm going to be in Florida.
All right.
And before
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Fingers on the button, though.
SIPPIMISSISSIPPI.
There you go. You got a big smile out of Diane on that one.
All right.
How about that?
She was doing hippopotamus.
She was doing hippopotamus. I was doing encyclopedia, and Captain Dawn is doing Mississippi.
The Mississippi.
We're going to do sing-along with
Mitch. And I'm just shaking my head.
Yeah. Thanks, Captain.
You all have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same. Thanks, Captain.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Miss Annie in Chestertown.
Hello.
Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, I didn't know whether anyone had called in about your alphabet question.
No, they did not.
I think you're missing the letter Y.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I think that was the letter you were missing. I've been listening for an hour and a half.
I only know 25 letters, and I don't know why.
That's right. So,
what do you win, huh? Do you want to go to the National Outdoor Show in Dorchester County?
Well, actually, we're not hunters. We live around a lot of hunting people.
Sure.
But if you want to give it to a veteran, I've heard you do that before.
We can do that as well.
Or Fran, or whoever you want to give it to.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to be 100 to go to enjoy these shows.
No, I mean, you could. Look.
I would like to, but I think it's a little bit far for us right now. So.
Annie, don't you want to go and watch muskrats being skinned in the world champion muskrat skinning?
Well, it would be interesting, but we don't travel too far anymore.
All right. Thank you, dear.
Give it to someone who can really enjoy it.
We will. Thank you, Annie.
Okay, I enjoy your show.
Thanks, appreciate
it. Week.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening in Chestertown.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There we go. That was nice. Nice of her to do that. Yeah, yeah. You know, I've eaten muskrat. I've had 3 or 4 shots at it. Maybe once I've enjoyed it a little bit. But that's a feature down there to show, and the folks, local folks, like it, and they have cook-offs. And I mean, I saw a cook-off for some other group the other day, and they do these game feasts, and they have it at game feast, and you know. So I got some last year at the event, and I brought it up in a styrofoam cup for Sparky, and she tasted it, gamely tasted it, didn't care for it much, and sat it down on the table, and somebody walked up, and said, "What is that?" And we said, "Muskrat." She said, "I love muskrat." Addie Eckert, it's all yours. Addie took the thing off. She went and never saw her again. So, you know, well, it's very nice. Oh, we have a new secretary of DNR, too.
I know. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Jeannie Hadaway Riccio. Yeah. So
maybe we'll see her on the Blaze again.
I have no doubt we'll see her. No doubt at all. So, yeah, Blazing Camo Day, February 7th in Annapolis. It's the information, if you want to download the flyer, it's on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Two other things to mention, the benefit on March 23rd in Westminster. It's our 5th annual benefit. Believe it or not, 5 of those, Chuck.
That's right.
Are you going to be here that weekend?
I plan on it.
Good. Okay.
She's not taking me on a cruise, so.
Well, you never know. Things could change.
No, we already got her. What we're doing this year, we got it done.
Got her done. Yeah, I got it. So we've got that, and then we've got the raffle up there for the Raven crossbow.
Right, I'll be buying my tickets.
So you know that's all up there. That's a great crossbow too. So let's hope we got 3 crossbows actually to benefit this year. 1 compound, a bunch of guns, so it's going to be great. You know, it's always a good time. It's
always a good time. Always good food.
Good food's fantastic. Right. So, yeah, that's one thing we don't chintz on is the food.
Right. So, and it's always fun to watch Charles do the auction.
Charles does a great auction job, no question about that. So, you know, the other thing is, some of the stuff we have to pay for. Some of it's donated, but most of it we have to pay for. If anyone would want to have their company name associated with the benefit, they can certainly sponsor by sponsorship. You know, they're available from 500 to, you know, 5,000 if you want. Or you can underwrite, you know, for our crossbow. For example, $250 will underwrite a crossbow. $300 will underwrite a crossbow. $500 will underwrite a gun. You know, $400 will underwrite a muzzleloader. So, and, you know, things like that that we are charged with paying for, We get a nice discount from some of the retailers, but, you know, if we could defray some of those costs. And that's all on the website, believe it or not. We have a store there. You can buy your tickets. You can buy your early bird. Early bird. You get the early bird package?
I will.
I always do.
Yeah,
it's a great deal. Right. $300 worth of raffle tickets for $100 after you buy your
tickets. I buy the couple tickets for me and Dan and one batch of tickets.
Yeah.
Give her half.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a ton of tickets. So,
yeah.
All right, second break. Are we to that point already? We have to do a second break?
Holy cow.
Really? No kidding. Wow.
Get her done.
All right, we can get her done. I know when I said Bay Country, Chuck's eyes lit up like donuts, right?
Right. And they ask you how they were doing after
the
fire.
They're doing great. And I knew you like to stop during the way to Ocean City, don't you, Diane?
Yeah, we stop
people,
there.
People
we
can't see there. You shake your head on the radio. So, but this is Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. Everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and even bay fishing tackle. Great bunch of tackle for trolling and, you know, just... Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rig trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers, nets. You name it, they've got it. A full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply today and tomorrow with a whole bunch of stuff at the Kent Island 9th Annual Fish and Flea Market. Kent Island American Legion Post 278. That's 800 Roman Coke Road. Right there on the island. Mark your calendars for April 13th. That's the open house at Bay Country Crab and Supply. For more information, give them a call, 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen. Take your copy of your license in for your discount at Bay Country Crabbing Supply, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com.
Not a bad weekend forecast for us here in Baltimore with temps this afternoon near 40 degrees. We'll be even warmer tomorrow. Low tonight, 30 degrees, 50 tomorrow with a south wind. And mid-40s on Monday. Arctic blast working down into the country this weekend towards Chicago. Moves to the eastern seaboard and here in Baltimore by Wednesday, Thursday. High temps in the 20s. Nighttime lows down into the teens Wednesday night, Thursday night. I'm Scott Laurie. More at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time for the National Outdoor Show. Coming up February 22nd and 23rd at the South Dorchester School, 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek, Maryland. It's just $8 for adults and $4 for kids to get in. This is the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old school ways. A weekend of shopping. You can eat seafood and muskrat. See contests like the Muskrat Skinning Championship of the World. Remember, visit the National Outdoor Show February 22nd, 23rd in Dorchester County. NationalOutdoorShow.org. Hey, I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. They're your full-line Browning dealer. Now, I was in there the other day, and we're putting some stuff in their ad for the magazine. They said, I want the Hell's Canyon in there. I said, the Hell's Canyon? Yeah, it's an X-Bolt. Comes in urban arid urban camo with a Dura-Touch finish, a composite stock, a Cerakoted finish barrel, a fluted Sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt adjustable trigger. It's a bolt action firearm in a lot of different calibers, but there's three different models. There's the Speed with a little shorter barrel, a little lighter for, you know, climbing mountains out in the Rockies, the Long Range, and then there's the McMillan model, which is kind of like the standard. So when you go to Clyde Sports Shop, be sure to check out the Hell's Canyon X-Bolt rifle. I saw a fellow buying one the other day while I was in there, and he was happy as could be with it. Now, I'm going to tell you about a shotgun, too. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or five-year guarantee, the A5. That's a semi-automatic recoil-operated shotgun. Hell's Canyon, A5, two top enders from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit, number 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
The Great American Outdoor Show. February 2nd through the 10th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 2nd through the 10th in Harrisburg.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM. He got 13 channels of a wrestling coming in strong from a satellite sim, 200 function remote.
Send that one out to Sparky. She's always got something going on. Whether it's a laptop, a Kindle, her phone, either one of her phones, you know, she's...
Well, she's been doing nothing but playing with her phone all morning. That's why she's not talking.
You've been playing with your phone all morning?
Look, catching up on...
See, there.
Catching up on what?
Reading.
Facebook.
Just reading.
Yeah, I know. That's Rob. That's okay. It's all good. You know, I check Facebook occasionally. Well, I've talked to so many people lately that have just dialed out all the social media stuff, you know. And just
I read it twice a day, morning and night.
Yeah, twice a day.
That's
no,
it.
I mean, I probably would get out of it if I didn't have to keep the PCBA's page up and things like that. So
yeah, I get it. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so many out there that are just, I don't know, what's the word, trolls?
Yes.
There are a lot of trolls. There are a lot of people that are just, you know, hide behind their keyboard and just throw bombs all day.
Right. They're a keyboard warrior.
A keyboard warrior. Yes. Yeah. Yes. We reached, post last week, we reached 12,500, you know, with our post. And there were, you know, 190 or 240 comments and, you know, 50-some shares and all this stuff, you know, not one email back to the coalition. Hey, what are you guys doing in General Assembly? Not one comment, you know, about what's the coalition doing or anything like that. Yeah, you know what? I don't know what to do.
Right.
I don't know how to get the message out.
I mean, like with Blazing Camo, you know, I plan on being there.
Yeah.
Unless my back won't allow me.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, of course. So, Yeah, we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. So, politics, man, it's a dirty business. from every level, you know, in every level. But when you have somebody that knows how to navigate the system for the benefit of the group he represents, like Mr. Miles and the hunting community, then we've got a good thing going. But it takes, you know, we've got a contract with Mr. Miles. We have to support his efforts. So that's where the money goes. A lot of it, I mean, some of it goes for marketing. Some of it goes for, you know, getting items to turn into, to prizes for our benefits and so forth. So it's just a never-ending, it's a never-ending circle. But, you know, somehow we've been able to do it for 5 years. So it's all good.
And I'm glad that you can take time out when you do to come to the board meetings.
And I do.
Yeah. I know you did, except when you're out on the cruise.
I was on the cruise. Couldn't do it. But, yeah, you're right. I do. And I saw that one got canceled the other night for next Thursday. I should be there. So.
Right.
So, and we appreciate everything you do. I've seen you at shows where you've talked to five people throughout the course of an entire weekend. I've seen you, you know, at shows where you just sit there and talk to people about physically challenged bow hunters of America. And, you know, I don't think you get a lot of support from the average tire kicker guy that goes to these shows, but every now and then there's that one spark that can,
I talk to people and, we always have a donation jar and a lot of people walk away and come back something in the jar. Now last weekend up at, the Accessibility Outdoors, I met a very energetic young man who has brittle bone disease.
Oh boy, yeah.
And he hunts because his dad hunted and members of the family, so he wanted to hunt.
Yep.
So they've been taking him out to rifle hunt, trying to come up with an adaptable thing that so that the recoil doesn't break his shoulder.
Yeah.
So
I understand. Yeah. All kinds of things.
Right.
Yeah. How are they doing with it?
That's he had a nice 6-point buck that he got this year.
Oh, they found it.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yes.
Good. Good.
So hopefully, since he's a member, he'll get out one of our hunts this year and
take an antelope or deer.
Deer.
So, all right. Well, look, Chuck and Diane, thank you very much. Chuck's
no, thank, Diane's thank
board.
You for what you do.
Well, we do our best, and you know, it's a great organization.